I sought details of the payment from the council, because and the figures contained in the report I received again confirms the huge sums of money paid to private landlords under the government's housing subsidy schemes. The current government, like its predecessors, has no hesitation in putting millions of euro into private landlords' pockets through the HAP and RAL schemes, but when it comes to providing funding for the council to construct local authority houses, or when it comes to providing affordable housing, it's a different story. The report we received points out that last year the council paid landlords 5.2 million euro under the HAP scheme, in addition to 2.7 million euro under the RAS scheme, and almost half a million euro under the long-term social housing leasing scheme. And that's a total of 8.4 million euro. And that's a huge transfer of public money to private landlords. And similar amounts have been paid out in recent years. And we do know that at a national level, in excess of 1 billion euro was paid out last year to corporate landlords and speculators through these government subsidy schemes. And over the past 9 years, successive governments have used the HAP scheme as the primary source of accommodation for people who apply to councils for housing. And you know, as an elected representative, and indeed all my colleagues in the council know, that the majority of the tenants who avail of the HAP scheme are also compelled to pay significant top-ups to landlords as the maximum monthly rent limits payable for a household is insufficient to cover the cost of rent. So what we have is a situation that housing waiting lists have surged over the last 10 years because instead of providing funding for councils to build houses, government funding went to tax breaks for big investors and for lucrative leasing deals for developers and large subsidies for private corporate landlords. The HAP scheme, which was established 10 years ago, underpinned this type of market-based model. People who would have been eligible for public housing were forced into the private rental market and cutting the supply for young renters. And the only real solution to the housing crisis is a massive public house building programme run and controlled by the councils, along with a realistic investment in affordable housing. Rent schemes, rent subsidy schemes like HAP that cost over a billion euro a year are of no long-term value to the state. It's the private rental sector, corporate landlords who accumulate assets and profits through such schemes, whereas investing funding in houses built by local councils will provide public housing for this and for future generations.